The mysterious scooter. What seemed to be a normal morning turned out to be everything but normal. When Dixon and Nick came to the park for a picnic, they saw an electric scooter.
Look, it is the newest model. Why don't we go for a spin?
Dixon chirped. No, it's not ours. Before Nick could finish, Dixon had already stepped onto the scooter.
Just for a while, I will put it back.
At first, Dixon rode smugly. Soon, he smelt a rat.
Nick, I can't stop.
What?
Nick chased along and jumped on the scooter. Nick stepped on the brake forcefully. The scooter went even faster and became out of control utterly. After going through an uncanny cloud of smoke, the scooter finally stopped at the rear gate of a mysterious village. The children peeped inside. There were some elves walking around.
Are the lake cubs ready?
An elf who looked like the leader asked, with arms akimbo.
We need the greedy kids who take our scooter to wear them. Then we can force them to stay and do hard labor for us.
He went on.
Remember to block the exit returning to the real world too.
Sure.
Another elf replied.
Sorry, I shouldn't have taken the scooter.
Dixon's sweat dripped down his forehead.
What should we do?
Maybe.
Nick attempted to clear his mind. Follow the elf to the exit. They parked the scooter at the rear gate, returning it back to the elves. Then they stood on tiptoes and followed the elf into the forest. After a while, they saw a bright light leading to an exit at the end of the forest.
We find the way back.
Dixon was too excited and stepped on a branch.
Who's there?
Alerted by the noise, the elf turned around and discovered the children.
Run to the exit,
Nick bellowed. The elf ran extremely fast and almost caught Dixon. Just then, a box of gummies spilled out from the pocket of his hoodie.
It's candy! I love candy!
The elf was fascinated and got busy picking up the gummies.
This way, Dixon!
Dixon ran towards Nick. Eventually, the children escaped.